This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Ed Smith, associate professor of mathematics, who's here to discuss the career advantages of a degree in math. Dr. Smith is being interviewed by JSU News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Smith, in our prior discussion, you mentioned that a PhD is a research degree. What kind of research can be done in mathematics?
I've often been asked this question over the years. I remember it most frequently being asked by my friends when I was working on my doctoral dissertation in math. Usually when the question was asked, it was clear that it was meant to express some confusion due to the prior assumption that everything in math is known. In reality, there are very many unanswered questions in math, and there seem to be more all the time. Successful research in math must answer one of these questions which has never been answered before. Even very well-designed research projects in mathematics often don't result in publication, since problems which have never been solved may turn out to be very difficult or even impossible. Most of these unanswered questions cannot be communicated to those without extensive knowledge of graduate-level mathematics. However, my research is in an area of mathematics in which most of the problems can be at least described intuitively to the average person. For example, a certain arrangement of congruent spheres has long been suspected to be the most efficient way to pack them. Grocers and cannonball stackers have instinctively used this arrangement. However, having a hunch, even a very popular hunch, is not the same thing as knowing it for certain. In recent years, Thomas Hales of Michigan came forward with a proof. The proof is not the kind that makes mathematicians happy, since it is very lengthy and most of the computations involved had to be done by a computer. 100 humans could not work through all the computations in 100 years. This type of proof is not typical. All of my own published proofs, though less famous, have been easy enough for a mathematician to verify in an afternoon.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.